welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today, I'm going to be talking about a controversial topic for Nissan people anyways. I personally own a Titan-swapped Nissan Frontier, and I use it for overlanding. But today, I'm going to tell you guys why you shouldn't Titan swap your Nissan Frontier or Xterra for overlanding. So if you want to hear about that and you want to see where I'm going with this, stay tuned. Alright guys, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm going to be talking about why you absolutely should not Titan swap your Frontier or Xterra for overlanding. Now again, I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the comments. I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. I want to hear both sides of this argument, so go down to the comments and leave your thoughts after you watch this video or listen to this podcast.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
I'm going to start this by saying I am super biased. I previously had an Xterra that was not Titan swapped that I overlanded for about 4 years, and I love that truck. Super bulletproof, amazingly reliable, went all over the country and had a great time with it. Loved the truck. Now I currently have a Titan swapped Nissan Frontier. It's fully built, it's bumpered, it's armored, it's got everything, sliders, it's ready to be a rock climber, right? It's ready to go out and hit the roughest trails in Moab. It's actually done Moab twice prior to me owning it. So it's a super, super capable truck. But if you're not a Nissan person, let me explain what Titan swapping is really quick for those that do not know. Titan swapping in the Nissan world basically means the Frontiers and the Xterras are built on the same frame as a Nissan Titan, the full-size truck. So you can actually, it's actually really cool, you can take all of the underpinnings, the upper control arms, lower control arms, CVs, brakes even, all that stuff, and it will essentially, you can unbolt all of your old stock Xterra or Frontier stuff, and you can put the bigger full-size stuff on. Gives you a wider track, gives you a little bit more capability, bigger, heavier-duty components, tougher stuff. You know, there are a lot of benefits to Titan swapping a vehicle, especially for off-roading. However, there are also a lot of downsides, and that's kind of what I'm going to talk about. So if you are a Nissan person, you're watching this, listening to this, you might get a kick out of this stuff. So let's go. So yeah, so as I mentioned, now that I've explained what Titan swapping is, you know, I have a Titan swap truck. I have now gone on multiple trips with this thing. Overlanding, I've gone through the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway, I've gone through some tight trails in Wisconsin, Mountain Wisconsin in the winter. The truck itself has performed amazingly. It's really tall, so part of a Titan swap is you need to add a lift because the components are bigger, they're heavier duty, so this gentleman that had it before me lifted the truck about 2.5 inches, did a lot of cutting, so that's one of the downsides, right? He did a lot of cutting on the body, all along the fenders on the front, a little bit on the quarter panels in the rear, to make the bigger tires fit. However, that gives me more clearance. Bigger tires equal more clearance. They lift the truck up further off the ground, so I do have more clearance. That's why it's so capable. Because it's essentially a wheeling rig, yes, with the locker in the rear and the bigger wheels and tires and all the armor just to protect the stuff underneath, those are definitely pros of the truck. And I appreciate those. And as someone that is an overlander who also likes to hit more challenging trails, all of those benefits definitely do apply to me. So I do love it. I love it. However, I've had a bunch of people approach me at like More Expo, at these different expos that I've been to, people that just see me on the street or come up and ask questions about the truck because it looks so big. That are like, hey, I've been thinking about Titan swapping my Frontier for my overlanding and stuff. Do you like it? And I'm like, don't do it. I'm like, yeah, of course I like it. I love it. I have a YouTube channel. I'm a big Nissan guy. I love it because people look at it. I love it because people approach me, right? Like this person that I'm talking to. I love it for those reasons, but for overlanding, it doesn't actually make a lot of sense. So you have to understand that overlanding is vehicle-reliant travel, right? So if you're trying to not be a wheeler, if you're trying to not be a monster truck or just to have a truck that looks cool, and you really want to go hit actual, specifically tight trails, in a lot of cases, are going to be difficult with a Titan swap truck or more difficult, then Titan swapping your truck is actually going to have a lot of downsides, right? So let's talk through a few of those, and I'm going to tell you exactly why I think this. And again, I want to hear from you guys, especially Nissan people down in the comments below, with your thoughts on this and any counterpoints you may have to this. I'm not saying I'm right, I'm just telling you my opinions, right? So, as I mentioned, I've been to the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway with this truck. It was amazing, it performed amazing. I did bend a shock mount on the rear axle, whoops, but the truck performed really, really well. However, there were multiple times I almost flopped my truck actually on one of the trails because I got a little bit too top heavy. And because my truck was so wide, there was a tree on the right side of the trail that I put my tire right up against, but I couldn't quite bow out as much as I needed to make this off-camera turn. And the whole truck about went over. I mean, closest I've ever been to flopping a vehicle. I had my left hand on the door of the driver's side, and I was looking out the passenger side windshield, and the whole truck got really light and started to go like this, and then paused, and then settled back down and sat back down. I mean, literally almost pooped my pants. I did not poop my pants, but I thought about it. There was a moment. So anyways, that being said, the Titan swap was definitely a contributor to that. I had watched a couple of more narrow vehicles go through it right before me. I put my tires in the same place again, right off as far as I could to the right, and it almost flopped me over because my truck was so wide that I just didn't have the clearance to get quite high enough on the right side to avoid the off-camber part of that turn or that section that almost flopped my truck. So I literally, after that, I was like, man, why? I totally get why this is not always a pro now, because I have literally experienced it myself. So that is one thing. Tight trails, definitely going to be a little bit more challenging with the super wide track. Probably adds about 3 to 4 inches on each side. So that's about how much wider it is versus like a stock Frontier. Another con and another reason why it just doesn't really make sense for overlanding is that it's just overly expensive, right? Everything becomes more expensive because now that I have Titan stuff, I need to buy bigger, more expensive components, CVs, upper control arms, lower control arms, that kind of thing. Now it's negligible. It's not to say that the Frontier and Xterra stuff isn't expensive too, but slightly more expensive, bigger brakes. I've got to buy all Titan stuff. There's some confusion that comes with it too. So like my rear axle is still from a Frontier. So if I ever go to like an AutoZone, their heads are going to explode because they're going to say, what year is your vehicle? I'm going to say 2008 Nissan Frontier. And I'm going to say, but I need Titan front brakes and I need Frontier rear brakes. And again, their heads are going to explode. They're not going to understand it. So I've got to remember which components are which. I've got to know what I need to buy. It's going to increase my costs on those because I can't buy a set of 4 rotors and pads now. I have to buy just front rotors for a Titan and just rear rotors and pads for a Frontier, right? So there's some complexity that comes with it. That's also a disadvantage. Again, carrying spares and stuff or having access to parts for that truck, it's just going to make it more complex. If I'm in the middle of nowhere and there's nothing around, then I'm going to have a harder time finding the parts that I need for that truck than I would a stock Frontier. In addition to that, it's going to make, because the whole purpose of doing a Titan swap is to be able to fit maybe a bigger lift, maybe bigger wheels and tires, right? It increases the cost of everything. My fuel economy is really bad. 10 to 11 miles per gallon is what I'm getting. I'm on stock gears in my Frontier Pro 4X rear axle. I have 35 inch tires. So looking at those prices versus the 33s that I had before, or like 32s that come on a stock off-road trim or Pro 4X trim, Xterra Frontier, are significantly more expensive. Like 50% more expensive for a 35 inch tire than a 33 inch tire, for example. So that drives those costs up too. And again, they're harder to find. So because I have 35s on my truck, if I'm out in the middle of nowhere and I'm trying to go somewhere and I get a flat and I don't have a spare for it, or I go through multiple tires, finding 35s is way harder than finding 31s or 33s, right? So that is definitely something to take into consideration too, is if you're doing this to really actually truly like go on longer term trips in areas that are very remote, having those unique parts and having those bigger tires is gonna actually make it harder for you to do those trips. And so another reason why Titan swapping your vehicle for overlanding just doesn't make sense is that, you know, I enjoy the tougher trails and stuff like that. However, there are multiple people out there with sort of stockish or slightly modified Frontiers or Xterras that are Pro 4Xs or off-road trims that have the rear locker just like mine and are just as capable, right? Just as capable, get better gas mileage, easier to repair, easier to find parts for. like, just being a little bit bigger does make a difference. It definitely does make it slightly more capable, but it's not so much so that, you know, I couldn't do probably 80 to 90% of my trips without the Titan Swap. So, and I like to go quite a bit, but even so, as much as I can get out, I just don't need it for most of the trips. I could do it with a stock Frontier Pro 4X. Easy, right? So there's just not a reason to do it, aside from looking cool, which is why I bought the truck. I literally bought the truck used because I was like, oh my God, I love how that truck looks. I love Nissans, and this one's built, and it's armored, and it's bumpered, and it's Titan swapped. That's the dream truck, right? And I have it, and I do love it. I'm not saying I don't like the truck. I love the truck. However, if you're really asking me, should I spend, you know, $3,000, $3,500, $4,000, whatever, you know, you end up sourcing the parts for to do this Titan swap, I would say it's not worth it. For overlanding, right? Again, if you're building a wheeler or something like that, maybe. But if you're building an overlanding rig, I would focus your attention somewhere else. I would use that all that money to buy other gear or other modifications that would make your truck better for overlanding. So let's kind of wrap this one up as to my final thoughts for why you shouldn't Titan swap your vehicle for overlanding. You know, I mentioned a ton of pros and cons of the Titan swap. Again, I have one. I love it. I do. I love getting the looks. I love it when people walk up to me. As a Nissan guy, I like it when people are like, I love what you've done with your truck, or I like this, or I like that, or wow, I've never seen a Frontier that looks like that. That's really cool. Doesn't make any sense for overlanding, right? So my final thoughts still are, as cool as it is, and as much as I like it, just personally because I really like highly modified vehicles, some of the weirdnesses that I've had with it, some of the problems that I've had with it, it breaking down on the way back from the Daniel Boone Backcountry Byway were due to some of the modifications or due to some previous work from the previous owner. Like, it just doesn't make a ton of sense. So if I had it to do again, knowing me, I probably would buy the truck again because I just love, you know, the look of it. But otherwise, I really wouldn't recommend for most people. Unless you're a maniac like me that just loves punishment and wasting a bunch of money on extra gas, extra tires, you know, having a harder time finding parts and just breaking more stuff, then no, I would not recommend it. I would say save that money that you would spend on a Titan swap and buy a slightly newer, slightly, you know, lower mileage Frontier Xterra. So again, they are cool. They are very neat. Everyone loves them. They look good. It looks good on my YouTube channel for sure, but I would not necessarily recommend it. Same goes for any sort of vehicle, any make or model. If they've got some sort of a really extreme sort of modification or like a big lift or anything like that that's going to change your steering angle, change your drivetrain, change a bunch of stuff with the way that the truck works, I would stay away from it. That's why on my old Xterra, I went with 33s and a 2 and 2.5 inch lift because it was mild enough that I didn't get into steering stuff. I didn't have driveline vibrations or anything weird like that. I went as big as I could to make me as capable as possible for as little money as possible without causing a bunch of other potential problems with the vehicle. And in overlanding, one of the most important things is having a reliable vehicle that you can count on to get you in and out of where you're going, right? So that's why I kind of think these things. Again, I want to hear from you guys in the comments below. I think this is a hot button topic, and I'd love to hear everybody talking in the comments down below about why you think you should have it or why you think that I'm right about it, right? If you're not already, make sure to click that subscribe button, click the bell to be notified on YouTube when new videos drop. I do a podcast every week, and then I usually do, specifically for Nissan folks, a do-it-yourself mod or some sort of a gear review every week. So even if you're not a Nissan person, there's tons of stuff here for anybody that's into overlanding. Also in the description down below are links to Facebook, Instagram, the podcast if you're on YouTube, YouTube if you're on podcast. There's a Patreon page, and I'm trying to grow that because I want to have a bunch of folks in this Discord that we've got just kind of chatting it up, asking cool questions, talking about trips. I'm trying to get together some like rigs and coffee type of events for the folks that are local. So if you're in Indiana and you want to join the Patreon page, I'd love to have you because we're going to try and get some trips going for that and some rigs and coffee type stuff. And then last but not least, the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group. Totally free to join. Amazing, awesome community of like-minded folks that are new to overlanding that are tired of kind of the bigger groups where you just get beat up if you ask a question and want to kind of ask real questions and get real answers from real people. So definitely consider joining that if you're interested, because I'd love to have you guys wherever you want to hang out. But again, that does it for today's episode. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you guys next week.